In a world that can be challenging, and at times unpredictable, it's hard to find moments to focus on what you need. Join Stephanie James on The Spark as she guides you to use your inner flame to ignite your best life. As a best-selling author, psychotherapist, transformational life coach, and international show host, Stephanie is dedicated to helping you create a life that takes you, your goals, and your passions to the next level, so you can live a life that is fully lit up and fully alive. She believes that your life is meant to be a beautiful expression of the things that light you up. That by living your dreams, you give permission to others to do the same. Are you ready to feel alive and inspired to fuel your dreams and put a fire behind your desires? Let's ignite a spark in one another that will illuminate the world. The Spark, with your host, Stephanie James, starts now.
Welcome to The Spark. I'm your host, Stephanie James. So excited to have you here with us tonight for this amazing show. I have to tell you, I am so excited about what is coming June 24th, 25th, and 26th. I'm being joined by some of the world's most amazing entrepreneurs, wisdom keepers, thought leaders, and they're going to join us for the Becoming Fierce Women's Empowerment event here in gorgeous Northern Colorado. So we would love to have you join us. Go on my website. It's stephaniejames.world/becomingfierce. It's one of the ways that we're going to bring this new empowered feminine consciousness into the world. So you'll be there with Pauline Wynn, Natalie Ledwell, Misa Hopkins, Sedina Capinelli, Cynthia James, Kari Schaefer, and myself for an amazing weekend that will transform your life. So I am joined tonight by Michelle Blood and just this amazing woman who's gone through just amazing things and helped shine her light in the rest of the world. So I'm really excited to have Michelle Blood here with me. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you, Stephanie. Wonderful to be here.
Well, I'm so inspired by your story. First of all, what I know about you is that you were a rock star in Australia. Talk a little bit about this journey. You were a rock star and then you had this car crash and things changed for you. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a very unique story, actually. I've been a professional singer since I was five. And so it takes years to in Australia to get a record label and all the rest of it. So I did all that, worked really hard, got a great band, started doing music videos and touring all over the country. At one stage, 7 years nonstop touring. And so thousands of people coming to our gigs every night. And one night, a truck driver that I was in the truck with him with all the equipment, we'd been driving 12 hours and he fell asleep at the wheel and went into a telephone pole and all the musical equipment went into me, not into him, at the way it was angled, you know, sort of fell over, the truck tipped over. And so I had so many bad injuries. At first, I didn't think I'd live for the first couple of weeks, but I had to be in traction for weeks and then a 17 and a half hour operation, another 9 hour operation, another 5 hour operation. And so I was told if I did walk again, I would have a permanent limp. And so as far as I was concerned, not only was I in physical agony, but I was also, what am I going to do? This is who I am. I love my life. I love doing crazy stunts on stage, cartwheels, and, you know, what am I going to do if I can't do the entertainment part? Sure, I'd still be able to sing, but the whole package that I loved. So that was the big worst thing that ever happened to me and the best thing that ever happened to me.
I so get that. You know, I have a film that's coming out actually next month on Plex Network, and it's called When Sparks Ignite, and it's exactly about that. It's these challenges that we face that then become like the match point that ignites something within us, that become our gift to the world. So talk a little bit about what was the best thing that happened to you?
Well, through this, my all the experience I'd had my entire life, being an entertainer, writing songs, knowing how to handle any sort of audience, all was usable for my next career, which was still singing, but with musical affirmation songs. Because I was in the hospital and I could not get I was attempting to do affirmations because Think and Grow Rich, I was listening to the audio version of that. And I love the way Napoleon Hill had healed his little infant son who was born with no hearing whatsoever by going into his room every night when he was asleep and saying, "You hear perfectly, you're strong, you're resilient, you can hear this," you know, just kept doing all this auto-suggestion affirmations. And I just knew, because I knew all my life I'd said I would do something and I'd make it happen. And I was like, I believe this, the power of the mind. I hadn't really looked at that before, ever. This is in the 80s, right? I hadn't looked at that before. But I realized, wow, I'm going to do an affirmation. So I said, I am healed. I know I am. I love myself. I am my friend. As the healing light of the universe surrounds me and comes through me, I know that I am healed. However, it didn't work. The affirmation didn't work because my mind kept rejecting it. The short-term memory, it was like it wouldn't plant into the subconscious mind this new thought. And that's where it has to be for it to manifest into the healing. No matter what it is that you're doing an affirmation for, it has to go into the subconscious mind. It has to be believed. And so after a few weeks, I realized, my gosh, you cannot get a song out of your head. You're a songwriter. The ABCs, kids learning their ABCs. So I asked people to go out and get me some affirmation music, and there wasn't any, no such thing. And so I just started writing them, became extremely healed, went on to work all over the world with Deepak Chopra, Bob Proctor, Wayne Dyer. I did tons of programs, 26 different countries, biggest audience, 50,000 people, had complete healing, and it's just a miraculous story.
Oh my gosh, I love this. And so help the listeners and myself understand that principle that you spoke of, because you know we've heard about that, Michelle, when people talk about the secret and manifesting, and that maybe if you just say affirmations, it's all going to be fine. And there's what I'm hearing from you is there's a secret sauce. There's something a little bit deeper.
I love that, a secret sauce. Yeah, I mean, put it this way, when I first, these promoters in Australia had found out about my healing and were getting me to sing at these huge seminars. I'd never even been to a seminar in my life. And I was like, what is going on here? What are these people on, you know? And I spoke to Deepak Chopra backstage and I said, what is all this? And I said, are you one of the speakers? And he said, yeah, I'm an author. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know who any of these people were. And Deepak, Wayne Dyer and Stuart Wilde, that night when we all went to dinner, they said, you have got to do this all over the world. This is incredible. This is what we all teach. We all teach positive thought, visualization, but this is so fast. And then when I worked with Bob Proctor, he knows the mind so well. He's like, the lyrics, the affirmations are going into the left brain, the music into the right brain. He said, I've never seen an audience so worked up. They're singing along with you, because we'd have the lyrics, you know, the very simple lyrics up on the stage. And he just said, this is brilliant. So since then, I've found out from many, many studies, including John Hopkins' research, that it goes into your subconscious mind when you're doing it through a song 300 times faster than attempting to say it. So the doubting mind doesn't have an opportunity at all to ignore the affirmation. So that is why it works so fast. So I went on then to write so many albums on for healing, for success. I did one at Deepak Chopra, said do one for kids. So I did one called Self-Esteem for Kids, just for little 5-4-year-olds. And they sold, my music is sold all over the world now. and I've even had hit records in different countries. So it's been a phenomenal journey. But as I said, all that experience from my life was to get me truly on purpose and to be able to help awaken people and give them something that they haven't been able to have work in their life before. So it's amazing. Amazing grace.
Yes, amazing grace. And what's really resonating with me is this thing that, you know, some people read things in a book. I can think for myself, like being a psychotherapist, if I hadn't gone through challenging and hard times in my life, and I was just helping clients with what I read in a book, it's a totally different vibration, a totally different experience than, like with you, having gone through this, having done the self-healing, having had something like this happen in your life that actually this tragedy was like a miracle that opened up a whole other world to you.
Yeah. And it's just, after that, I just kept, I actually ran Bob Proctor's business in Kuala Lumpur and got him to have best-selling books as well. And this is a long time before The Secret. And we started co-creating so many books and audio programs and stuff together. It was a great, he just left the body just a couple of months ago, Bob Proctor.
Yes.
And, but what I said to him one day was, he said, "What is it? What is it? What's going on?" And I said, "I just feel this heart glow all of the time and I want to know what it is." We're in Kuala Lumpur doing an event for Malaysia Airlines. And I said, "I just want to find God. I want to find what this thing is that I'm feeling all the time. I'm so high as a kite, just on light, on this." And he's like, "Yeah, welcome to my world." He was, sounds weird to me now, but anyway, so I went on a journey looking for an enlightened teacher, and I looked all over the world. I went to Japan so many times and India, and, you know, and I was expecting it to be an old Asian man, you know, but after 14 years of searching, I found an enlightened teacher at last who agreed to teach me, and she was an American, younger than me. So I went off the grid for 12 years. I took myself off Facebook, off everything, to just study with her. And eventually I became awakened as well after 12 years. So,
wow. Well, Michelle, let's talk about that. What an amazing journey to leave everything that you had going on, this huge success, being with other really enlightened people, and something in you was just guiding you, pulling you to this deeper sense and the spiritual deeper awakening. Yeah, talk about that part of your journey.
Well, I didn't really understand what enlightenment was. I didn't realize how rare it was. I thought from my school days, I was a Catholic, but I was a happy Catholic. I loved going to church. I used to go to church every morning so I could sit with the nuns. So obviously I had that within me already, a love of God. And God at that time was Jesus Christ, because I didn't know about Buddhas and stuff like that. And then I read Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda's book, Autobiography of a Yogi. And I learned so much from that book. I couldn't stop reading it. So then I went on a search for what enlightenment really was. And I found out that it is activating the chakras. And you have to do that through deep meditation, deep silence, deep discipline. And when you have a teacher who can transmit that light to you, and that's what enlightenment is, it's your diamond, if you want to use a metaphor.
Yeah.
People say, "Oh, I've tried this, Michelle, I've tried that." And I'm like, well, get rid of the word tries to start with. but what I've worked out is it's very, very simple. If you look at it, it's not easy to become enlightened, but everyone has the capability of becoming awake, a fully awakened person. I've known three in my entire life. I know that there are at least five in the world right now, including myself, and I'm friendly with three of them. But they're in India, from India, India, India. So I don't know what's happening here, but my teacher had retired from teaching, but she still loves now that I've been able to take over, and I've got students from all over the world. All walks of life, doctors, lawyers, anyone who needs healing, anyone who wants to have success, anyone who wants to actually go on the journey and learn meditation, have light transmitted to them. And a lot of the times it's just because they want to improve their finances and they don't know how to. They get frustrated because they think they're doing all the right things, but they're like the air conditioning. They keep going up and down in oscillation, and you have to go past your present consciousness or frequency of vibration to be able to steadily have a life that is filled with the most miraculous, immense things. You are attuned with your higher self. Your diamond has become clean. You can feel it. Most people can't feel their higher self, that heart glow, because of the fact that it's covered and coated with experiences and emotions. And so that is what has to be cleaned up first. And you know, it's like that old saying, you've got to do it on your own, but you can't do it alone.
Well, and that makes so much sense. And I'm curious, with your work with people now, and that's so inspiring, do you feel like it's taking people 12 years? Not that they would become necessarily enlightened. Obviously, as you said, there's very few people that attain that state. And I'm imagining you're seeing, though, huge breakthroughs as people are clearing out that diamond that is them, you know, and
huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely huge. I mean, my students, when they start with me, I had one student leave once. They all stay with me. One of them's been with me for 18 years because, and then some of them, one of them is Irish gentleman living in Cork. And I've got him now teaching it as well because he's in early enlightenment. He's not quite through the door yet. But, miracles of businesses flourishing that just couldn't. People becoming healed from so many diseases, not just emotional, but actual disease. Just harmony in families. Harmony, people that didn't know what was wrong in their world, finding out who they really are. You know, Ramana used to say, you know, ask yourself, who am I?
Which is so true. Yes. Well, and so I'm curious for you, as you've continued, when you reach that stage of enlightenment, what did you notice? What shifted in your own life? You had already made so many changes and things had already shifted. What was different for you?
Everything. Everything. You are vibrating. You feel the Shakti going through your body 24/7, like waves of ecstasy. And fear is gone. You can see who people are. You can see it. You can feel, no matter what someone is saying or what they're doing, you know exactly who they are, what they've been through. Someone could seem like, you know, like a real shit, you know, I could see, hey, they're just having a bad day. I can see that this person's really good. And you can see if someone is being dishonest with you, you don't have any fear anymore, because the mind is what brings fear. And the mind goes into the past and then it projects into the future, and you're in the moment. It's like this continuous moment, not just be in the now. It's like you are in the moment. There is nothing else that exists. And your attunement to what to do, turn left, turn right. No matter what is going on, I know exactly what to do and when to do it. I know when to pull out of working with someone or something when I feel something. Immediately know what it is. You're awake.
Yeah.
It took 2 years to be able to assimilate and get back out there and start teaching again after my enlightenment. It was impossible to go to a movie or anything like that, because I'd want to just hug everyone. Just the love that you feel for the world and the gratitude. It's just, thank you for my life, my beautiful life. And it's just that everyone can feel this. You don't have to be fully enlightened. For that 12 years, I was going through the process bit by bit. And I never thought that I would become awakened. I just loved meditating, and I felt myself awakening more and more and more in every moment. But when it actually happens, it's a huge spiritual experience. You go through just like that movie Stargate, like this Stargate, and you the noise, the loud when you're going through it, and you go to different dimensions, and it sounds very fiction, but it's not. It's the truth. It's like Yogananda once said, Paramahansa Yogananda, why are they trying to waste so much money to go to the moon? All you have to do is go through the Stargate meditation and you can travel anywhere, because your consciousness does. And that is true for anyone. It's, you never get bored again.
I absolutely. I mean, I resonate with that. I'm a very, very active meditator. And
oh, good.
Yes. And I've had just amazing experiences like you're talking about. And the practice that we do with my meditation teacher, who studied over in India for about a decade, is, you know, you do light up all the chakras and then you go above and then you go all the way and root down into the earth. And so I've had some of these images. Even this morning when you were talking about the Stargate, I was like, I had this flash image of just like being in the total universe, like just millions and millions and millions of stars just flash in my mind. And it's so fascinating. And I'm nowhere near being enlightened or, you know, awakened, I would say. But I definitely feel that passion that you're speaking of, that passion of every time I tap in, having these incredible and mystical experiences.
Yeah, that's why I call, I won't call it a membership, but I guess if you want to call it, it's called the mysticalexperience.com. And because that is what people end up having, mystical experiences, and they have so much improvement in all areas of their life. And I mean, what you have been through, is your teacher enlightened?
I don't know that she would say she's enlightened. I mean, that, you know, so it's interesting when you say that word, Michelle, what for you is the definition of that?
Well, it's, would you want to know what actually happens?
Yeah.
Okay. We have a Shushumna, right? You've probably studied all of this. We have an ethereal spine and it is blocked and clogged. And we have at the bottom of our spine, you should never ever meditate on the bottom of your spine or anything. You start with your heart chakra because we want to pull up the Shakti. The Kundalini is when you get to actually experience it and see it, it's like scrubbing. It's like little bubbles of light just vibrating extremely quickly. You're just like, oh, it's amazing. And that eventually, when the teacher transmits the light to you, you can feel it immediately. Because your head starts tingling. And that also invites the Kundalini energy to come up. It's scrubbing. It's scrubbing the Shushumna. So when it hits the heart chakra and that starts becoming activated, you can feel it at the back of your spine because that's where the chakras are, except for the third eye, which is right in the middle of the brain. And then, of course, the crown chakra, which explodes into light when that happens. So they have to be activated to clean that Shushumna, has to be completely cleaned out. And for me, it was like at least 7 hours a night meditating for years and years and years and having flashes and flashes and flashes and experiences going through that Stargate hundreds of times before I became fully awakened and having meeting beautiful beings that were teaching me things. It's a full-on experience. There is no way to explain it. But when it happens, you're like, oh, well, this is normal.
Yes.
There's no fear. Yes. I love everybody. I can see if someone's doing something evil or, you know, it's just incredible. And you just laugh because to think all those years of the little fears, and even though I loved my life, I liked being a rock singer, I loved all the things that I did, it was like I could just sit in a corner for the rest of my life and never see another person and be happy. But I love now that I've taken the mantle from my teacher, and now that I'm teaching people from all over the world, it's extraordinary and it's beautiful, and the Zoom meetings we have are just incredible. But if your teacher was enlightened, she would say she was.
Okay.
Yeah, she would definitely say she was.
Yeah.
Because I know all the years that I was, you know, with my teacher, it was like, I never thought that that would happen to me, but I had a lot of great experiences because she transmitted that light powerfully. Mm. But it's like when someone says, how do you know if you're enlightened or not? Because there was one teacher I met and she asked her teacher if she was. And if you have to ask, then you're not. It's like saying to a 9-month pregnant woman, how do you know you're pregnant?
Exactly. Well, you know, and I would say with my meditation teacher, though, I mean, she really does. She brings the light. Whether she's enlightened or not, she is so connected. And so what you were talking about, Michelle, with that tingling as you connect up, and I mean, it's so, it's palpable. And it's, you know, and when I meet with her alone, it's definitely this morning, actually, when I popped on meditation, she and I were just the first ones on there together. And it was instantly just this, you know, and I could just feel the intensity of that. So one of the beautiful things I want to point out that you said was this thing about how we really are. It's that collective consciousness that we're all connected. And when you tap into that place, it's like there's no space and time anymore.
Exactly. Because you're beyond the Maya. You're beyond the consciousness of the planet. You go into the timelessness, and that's where you want to stay. Because it's, you know, everyone can do it. Everyone can go into early enlightenment at least, or at least, you know, begin to meditate. It's the most incredible privilege that we get, is to be able to connect with our higher self and have these experiences that are just literally out of this world.
Well, and so how long, you know, for listeners that are like going, well, I've never meditated before and I've never done this, how long would you encourage people to start with the inner intimate journey?
Well, I think the best thing to do is just to come to me and I'll teach you, or get one of my programs for free. And my videos for free, and you can watch how to do it, because there are so many different methods. And it depends. When I'm doing one-on-one, I'm teaching, you know, what I call my diamond members or students. Well, then we do very long meditations together to get them to rise up very, very quickly. If you're doing it on your own, it's very, very challenging. I meditated for years before I met my teacher. And after one night with her, I was like, I've never meditated before. I didn't know it was going to be like this. I had to have a beginner's mind. And I'd been working all over the world. I had to humble myself and release everything that I'd been teaching and doing, except for the affirmation music and stuff like that. She loved all that I did. But because I didn't know what I was talking about. It's like an experience. We say we know, but it's just that we have a memory, or we've read it, or we've studied it. But when you know, it's because you've had the experience of it. And then you know.
Yes, yes. So the first thing would be, people find a teacher, find someone you can work with that can help guide you into, and that's been my experience too, Michelle, when I've worked with, you know, this meditation teacher and we're in this group together.
Very good.
It took things to a whole different level. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so how do people find you? I'm going to have you talk about this again at the end of the podcast or the end of the show, but I definitely want to make sure, as people are listening to this, how can they find you if they're resonating with this and they're like, yes, please, I want to look at Michelle.
Yeah, just, I mean, I've got hundreds of videos on YouTube. And if they go to themysticalexperience.com, there's tons of free videos they can watch. They can go through any topic that they want to know about and see if they feel a resonation, like about karma, about meditation practice, about, oh, anything you can possibly think of, every topic under the sun. I've even taught people, because I was self-taught as an author, I've even taught people how to write a book in 3 to 30 days and how to be self-published. I will teach anything that's going to lift someone up and assist them. So when we have our big Zoom twice a month with all the students, they ask anything. Sometimes we'll mastermind for one of them. We just did it recently for a piano teacher, who everything was in lockdown again, and we helped her get her own online course going. I mean, we just do lots of fun things, because everything is spirit. Everything is spiritual, so nothing is left out.
That is fantastic. Well, and so tell me a little bit about your book, The Magic of affirmation power.
Oh, excuse me, love my water. Okay, this is the first book I ever wrote. I've written tons of books. It was the first book I ever wrote. And then about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I think, I gave away the first book I ever wrote to this big group I was speaking to, a three-day event I was speaking at, my own event. And I gave it to them. I said, I'm not going to sell this anymore, Affirmation Power. And they all loved it. And they said, we didn't know your whole story before with the affirmation music, and you should teach that a little more often, you know, and not just the meditation stuff. And so I decided to rewrite the magic of, and retitle it, The Magic of Affirmation Power. So it doesn't talk about my awakening as much, but it talks about meditation, visualization, the music, how that changes, the work I was doing with Bob Proctor at the time. And I've added some extra things in there and hundreds of affirmations, because this book, Become a Magnet to Money Through the Sea of Unlimited Consciousness, is what I wrote with Bob Proctor. And that goes deeply into meditation practice and all the different levels of consciousness and how you can work out where you're at in consciousness. But The Magic of Affirmation Power is a really simple, fun book, easy to read, and it explains so many things that I always wanted to know. Keep it simple and spiritual.
Yes, but I think we overcomplicate things, right? Take this class and this course, and I've got to do this and this. And that it's actually, from what I'm hearing from you, I mean, it's this coming within, actually. Instead of trying to seek our programs for happiness without, we can find a teacher who can really help us to do that inner journey.
Yeah, and everybody's different. So people, well, I've really noticed all the different audiences I've spoken and sang to all over the world, and working with all these different people, including Louise Hay, and meet, you know, traveling with them. And it was really funny. I actually did this interview the other day where they wanted me to talk about the difference between managing and singing in a rock band and touring with all these guys. Deep back and everything. And I said, oh, there's not that much difference. Except the guys, when we do these big events together, I said, Bob Proctor's not going to show up late for rehearsal, for sound check. But I had to trick my band members all the time. You know, I wanted them to get there at 5, so I would say 4.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But it's still the same, putting on an event, as you know. It's the same as a rock band putting on a concert. You have to get sound people, lighting people. You know, there's a lot of work involved with putting on an event, as I'm sure you know. And I've put on hundreds of events all over the world. So I still enjoy that part of it.
Yes.
Promoting things, marketing it, putting it together. Just love it.
Well, yeah. And I guess, you know, I want to clarify, you know, my comment, because as you're saying those things, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that we are becoming more and more this global community, and that we truly do need one another. It's not that you just go inside and sit on a hill and it's you alone. You know, we get to experience spirit amazingly through one another. And so these kind of events, I mean, I can only imagine what your events were like when you were on the road with everyone, or one of your events now. And that made me think of a question I'd love to ask you is, what was something memorable from those times that sticks out for you as like, this was one of the most special times for you personally, traveling with that group of people, something that you carry with you in your heart?
I think it was, there's so many moments. I don't think back very, you know, it's hard for me to think back. Well, working with Bob Proctor was my favorite. I think when we created New Paradigms audio program, which I'm going to turn into a book, just going to get the transcript done and turn it into a book. And it was really, really fascinating to work with someone who had such high consciousness and who let me take the reins, let me produce him, let me write with him. And I remember when we were in Singapore once, and we were telling, you know, some of the other guys that were at this event that we'd had, we've got this new program coming out called New Paradigms. We took 2 years to record it. It's an amazing program. And they said, oh, no one's going to know what new paradigms even means, let alone affirmations. This is how long ago that was. And Bob said, oh, when we've finished, they'll know what new paradigms means. And I think it's just moments of working with someone who was so smart, so open-minded, creating with him, creating programs. Let's do this. We were both on all the time. Linda Proctor, his wife, actually came up with the name Musivation, which is what my company's called, Music with Motivation, Musivation. And so I just think he was just an extraordinary soul.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I first saw The Secret, all the way, you know, back when The Secret came out, and Bob on there, and was so struck by him. He was someone that I continued to follow, you know, from that point on. And I just feel like his messages were always just so pure. I mean, you see his heart. So it doesn't surprise me that you, who also has just this amazing pure love energy, would connect with him and that you would create these amazing things together. Now, as you're like moving forward, what are you looking forward to, or what is kind of in the future for you? What are you creating now?
Well, we've just about finished something that I just think is so fun. And so, look, you know, with your students and your friends, and you're a very, very well-established author and doctor in person. So you know when you've had people come to you and they're like, but what if I don't feel like it? If they're oscillating at a lower vibration, I don't want to do an affirmation. I don't want to listen to positive music. I don't want to. Well, we've got, drum roll, an app called magnettomoneyapp.com. And so you can get it's got, you know, hundreds of affirmations, and it's got, you know, the Magnet to Money song, affirmation song, is my most popular. It's been listened to millions of times all over the world, and people have re-recorded it in different languages. And so you get this notification with the little Magnet to Money song comes up, or a different affirmation, whatever you want. So we're about to launch that. So that's something I have found fun, because it's technology and it's something that I've never done before, got into something like that. So we're going to do a lot of apps from now on, healing apps, all the songs. We're just going to put hundreds of songs so people can just listen to it. And it's just 99 cents.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and Michelle, it's so brilliant, because what is the one thing that we always have with us? You know, even though I'm doing this interview 1 foot away, you know, and how wonderful to be able to access it whenever people need it. That's just brilliant.
Yeah, you can have a notification every 2 hours, every 3 hours, at half an hour, you know, and it reminds you, because then you're like, oh, that's right. And it just immediately uplifts you. And all the developers and the people that I've been working with just love it. They just are in love with it, having so much fun. One of the developers I was speaking to the other day said he just got married, and he said, my wife is listening to this all the time, and she's never been into that sort of thing before. Woo-woo stuff.
And, you know, it just makes me laugh when you say that too, that he said that, because what I have found more and more and more is the deeper I get into meditation and these experiences. So it's really been the last 2 years. I mean, I've meditated off and on for like 25 years and really got into it, I mean, more seriously the last 2 years. And so those kind of quote unquote woo-woo experiences, it's like becoming just every day. It's an everyday occurrence for me. And, you know, and so I just laugh about it, because then as I talk to, I'm sure you experience this as well, as I talk to clients or I talk to, you know, different people I'm working with, it's, you know, they can actually, if they just have a little crack of a doorway and they can hold it just for a little bit, all of a sudden it doesn't become woo-woo anymore.
Exactly. But I love the fact that now, when I was doing it, when I first started, there was no way of proving any of this was real. And now with neuroscientists and all the studies, John Hopkins people research, I mean, I've got so many studies people can see on one of my websites, so that they can see this is real. This is what is actually occurring in your brain. This is what is actually happening in your body. It isn't something, and you know, and also the studies on the brain, when we meditate highly, it's like lit up all over. And that's not possible, apparently, but it is possible.
It is. Well, and I, you know, I was just talking to my partner the other night. He and I were talking about brain development and meditation. And I was reminded of Dan Siegel's studies where he did this longitudinal study for 5 years where the people that meditated in the study actually grew gray matter in their cortex. You know, so it's like that's where we're self-soothing. That's where we're literally able to do this executive thinking processes and create. I mean, it's so exciting to me. So it's like, this stuff is real. It truly is real. And thank God now that we do have neuroscience and quantum physics that are really showing us, you know, and I love it. And that's the thing, Michelle. I don't know. Are you doing live events now?
Yeah. I'm still doing Zoom. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of maybe waiting until next year to start doing live events again. A few people keep asking me to come to a live event. I will if it's in California.
Okay, so you don't want to come to Colorado, is that what you're saying?
Oh no, I drive to Colorado. I love Colorado.
Okay, that's where we're at. But you know, I and why I ask is because I think that we really used to believe that we had to be in physical proximity to be exchanging subatomic particles. And what I've learned, through what happened in the pandemic and doing all my, you know, events for a long time and even all my sessions on Zoom. Like right now, I feel completely connected to you. And it's like there's no space and time. And so it's not about, so absolutely, Zoom is a phenomenal platform. It doesn't matter. We still are in this moment, absolutely connected, exchanging those subatomic particles. And quantum theory would prove that.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's what's going to happen next year is interesting. And I'll be doing a lot more events next year. But it's interesting talking about the brain because we weren't given this huge amount of mass in our heads for it not to be used. And so what the kundalini that is sent to the brain, when that's transmitted, it lights up different parts of the brain. It ignites, literally ignites, it turns it on like an engine. It's like, oh, no, it's on for good now. So there's certain things that people find that they can do. Like I have found the things that I've been able to do since my awakening that I have no way of doing. There's no way I could do it. There's no way I could understand certain things in technology. Or I left school when I was 15. You know, I knew I wanted to be a singer. That was it. And it's not like it's on a need to know basis sort of thing. When I'm speaking with someone and I could literally see what's going to happen. And I will not tell anyone anything unless I think that their life is in danger. But I've saved people's lives so many times. One of my students was going to go away with her daughter was going to go away with her boyfriend. And I said, they can't go. There's going to be a car accident. So she talked her into staying and they did have a car accident. And it's like, I don't go into trying to drop into people's minds or lives like that. But when I can see, when someone's not sure of what to do and they come to me and they say, I don't know if I should make this move or start this job. And I say, well, what's going to come through, because I'm speaking to your diamond that you can't feel right now, that's why you're not clear, is going to be the truth. So if you know, like, I don't know how many times beautiful women I know, I'm like, you've got to get rid of that guy, I'm telling you. Please. You know, the one lady said that she met this man. And she sent me his picture and she said, I'm going to pay for you to send light to him because he really needs help right now. And I said to her, you don't know who this person is. I can't feel anything from this person. I think you're getting fish hooked or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And she didn't believe me. She thought she was in love with this guy who just contacted her through an app, WhatsApp. And he ended up ripping her off for 20 grand. That was college stuff for her kids. And, you know, she just said, oh, Michelle, why didn't I listen to you? And I said, because you thought you were in love. And I said to you, you don't even know who this person is. I can't feel it at all. And, it was just, when I see things like that happening, I'm always going to speak up, but not everyone always listens.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and that's it. Isn't that the truth, Michelle? Like, as we tune in to the universe and source, that, you know, at first it comes in those whispers, and it's like, when we tune in, then we can start hearing that voice. Right. And yeah. It's like, and I always think about, you know, Oprah had said, you know, you got to tune into that voice, because if you don't, pretty soon it's going to come as a yell. And if you don't pay attention to that, it's going to be a brick to your head.
You're right. Well put, Oprah.
So, you know, the point being, listen to Michelle, who's really hooked up, when she tells you something.
Whoa!
Right.
I told you, Humpty Dumpty. I told you.
I love that. Well, we are going to need to wrap up. I could talk to you forever. And I'm hoping you'll stay after the interview just for a couple minutes to touch base.
Sure.
And, but I want to make sure, Michelle, number one, that people know how to get a hold of you. So let me have you just repeat one more time. How do people find you?
TheMysticalExperience.com. You can just go to TheMysticalExperience.com or MichelleBlood.com, MichelleBlood. That's my father's name. It's not someone said, is that your rock and roll name? And I said, who would choose Blood? As a rock and roll name, unless you're in punk rock. And I've also got the affirmation, magic of affirmation power, magnetic creative visualization, some of my most popular affirmation songs, and tons of other things for all of your listeners and watchers for free, zero, at michelleblood.com/spark.
Ah, so awesome. Thank you. What an amazing gift. And so, Michelle, what is, do you feel like, the essential message that you want to leave the listeners with?
Well, essential message is you are immortal consciousness. You are not just this body. You have within you the ability to make anything happen. It's not just co-creating, it's one tapestry. And you are part of it. If you're here on this planet, you are part of that tapestry that is absolutely vital for this planet, for this world, for the consciousness of this planet. So once you find your purpose, and your purpose could simply be to find happiness within who you are, and make lots of money and have fun with it. This world, everything is possible. You can do anything. Trust me, where I live now, this beautiful home up in the mountains, I mean, just for a 15-year-old left school to have everything that is going on in my life, that's not possible. My family say that's not possible. But it is, because it's happened. Everything that I have wished to create, my own little ashram up here, pretty big one, has happened. Everyone I've ever wanted to meet, Richard Branson, you name it, anyone I've wanted to meet, I've met. I've got the most amazing, you can have an amazing life. It's got nothing to do with ego. Having success and money and being happy has nothing to do with ego. Have as much as you want, but just don't be attached to anything. Yeah. Don't worry about if you're going to lose it or not. Just live in the moment and just know that everything is possible for you. Everything. just is.
Beautiful, beautiful. The best message. I love that. I'm so uplifted, and I know the listeners are as well. Michelle, thank you so much for being here with us on The Spark.
Well, I just think you rock. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. So thank you for being here with us on The Spark. Subscribe and join us again next week. Sending love to all of you.